This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, and we've been laying the groundwork to explain the solution. And at USA Prepares, we try to give you the entire picture, not just enough to tease you, but to tell you exactly what you can do to solve the problem. This, I believe, is a huge problem. I believe it's one that's so big that it's going to affect everybody, or almost everybody in the country, at one point in time or another. Kathy, do you have any questions so far?
No, Vince. I understand.
Okay, so, class, the bottom line on surge protectors is they are only part of the solution. They can only attenuate or limit the amount of the surge to 330 volts, of which you're trying to find 120 volts. So anything that they let through is too much. But they can't stop at 130 volts, because sometimes your outlet is going to provide more than 130 volts, and it will cook the surge protectors. So they've got to start someplace, and they start at 330 volts. I'm sure the engineers have worked on this for long and hard to figure this out. But the key component in surge protectors is called an MOV, metal oxide varistor. And those are the little guys. They're about the size of a quarter for a large one. The thickness and diameter of a quarter. Some are the size of a dime. Now, you know that something the size of a dime with two little tiny wires coming out of it that are about the diameter of a paperclip, a small paperclip, wire, you know that that can't handle lightning. You know that. You know that it can't even handle more than a fraction of a second in overvoltage before it melts the wire. You know that. Okay. So when you buy a surge protector, and I suggest you get them, you want to look at the bottom of them, and it will say LN, line to neutral, and you want to say LN 330. You also want it to say LG 330, and you also want it to say NG 330. So line to neutral, 330 volts. Line to ground, 330 volts. Neutral to ground, 330 volts. That's what the LN, LG, and NG stand for. So if it only has one of those, it is substandard. It is not a high-quality device that's going to do much in protecting your equipment. All right. That being the case, it's the brand names that you should look for. And if it doesn't have a brand name, I would say forget it. Avoid it. I have, so the American Power Conversion surge protector I have in my hand, it's got to be 25 years old. It is all three lines, 330 volts. I have another one in my hand. It's a power strip that also has surge protection. Now, all power strips do not have surge protection. Some just will say power tap, or, it'll say power tap, which really means that you plug this thing into the wall and it has more outlets than one. You have multiple outlets. And some of them are power taps and surge suppressors built in. I've got one in my hand that's made by Cooper Electric, which I think is a pretty good brand. But it's 400 volts. It's not as good as the APC. Now, I'm not saying all Coopers are 400 volts, because I don't know about all Coopers. But I know Cooper's a pretty good brand, but it's not as good at protecting the one that I have in my hand from Cooper. That's a power tap at 400 volts. It's not as good as the American Power Conversion at 330. But the Cooper does have all three lines at 400 volts. So would I use that first? No. I would use the American Power Conversion first. So the bottom line is you need to be a sophisticated customer. You need to do your research. And you know, I looked at rankings of surge protection. You can't go by, if you look up opinions, if you look up ratings, if you look up rankings, there are these websites that rank these things that I believe are in the business of selling their own products. Because some of the ones that I looked at, I wouldn't buy them. So, what is the answer for the overvoltage and undervoltage condition? Well, the answer is, there are two answers. But it's not a complete answer. So, for example, there's nothing that I know of that's affordable that you can buy that you just insert and it fixes the whole house. There's no such thing that I know of. But I do have an answer that fixed our refrigerator from banging. And it's really simple. It's made by a company called Trip Lite. TRIPP-LITE. And it looks like they were bought by a company called Eaton, which is a manufacturer of electrical panels, circuit breakers. And it looks like they bought Cooper as well. Now, I really like Cooper outlets and receptacles and switches. I like them. That's what I used and standardized for our whole house. And I have never had a failure, not one, in 17 years. Can you imagine that? Not one receptacle or switch has failed that's made by Cooper. Not one in our house. So I really like them. So it looks like Trip Lite was bought by Eaton and Cooper was bought by Eaton. So Eaton is okay in my book. I've called them and I like them and they're responsive and they do the right thing and they stand behind the products. I really like them. They're world class, in my opinion. But then again, don't believe anything I say. So there is a device that is made by Trip Lite, and it's called a line conditioner. Line space conditioner. And it's also called a line conditioner dash automatic voltage regulator. AVR, automatic voltage regulator. So Trip Lite makes a box, and it's about half the size of a shoebox. Not a boot box, but a shoebox. And they have them in three different sizes, 600 watts, 1200 watts, 1800 watts. Actually, they even have a big one, 2400 watts. And the one that I have in the kitchen is probably 25 years old. I've had it for a long time. And I decided, let's plug the refrigerator in and see what happens when I make sure that the voltage is regulated down to the normal standard of 120 volts plus or minus 5%. It stopped the bang, bang, bang. It stopped it. But these devices are about $175 to $200 a piece, current price. But you can buy them on eBay right now for, let's say, $50, $60. But if you read the reviews that these internet experts spout, some people will say, what I'm saying, it works. It absolutely works. Other people will say, it wasn't designed to do it, don't do it, don't do it. I think they're foolish, the ones who say don't do it, because it works great. And it's doing what it was designed to do. The Trip Lite automatic voltage regulator has a transformer with multiple taps on it. So it has a little computer, and it has surge protection. So it will take voltage that, and this is continuous voltage. This is not a spike. But it does have surge protection that will handle the spikes. It will take voltage that is as low as 89 volts. 89. That's way below 5%, right? And as high as 147, which is way higher than 5%. So it will take that that voltage that it sees, and if it's too low, it'll boost it up to, you know, 120 plus or minus 5%, let's say. If it's too high, it'll trim it down to 120 volts plus or minus, or plus, I'm sorry, 120 volts plus or minus 5%. So it brings it into the range. And it's called a Tripp-Lite, T-R-I-P-P-L-I-T-E. It's an old company. It's outstanding. And how long will it last? I don't know. Because mine's still cooking after 25, maybe even 30 years. I like it. I really, really like it, and it works. So, but how much voltage and, I'm sorry, how much wattage does your refrigerator take? Well, ours is running somewhere around 150 watts. But it takes about three times that to start up, because a motor, an electric motor, can take two to three times the running current to start it. So it might take 450 watts to start it. Well, I think the hot setup is to get a 1,200-watt one, which is way bigger than it needs to be, so it'll run cooler, and it'll last longer. So you can buy one on eBay for about $50, maybe $12 shipping, $20 shipping, depending on the seller. You can buy it used. And the model that I have, and you have to be careful, because they have changed the case of these, and they've changed some of the features. So they all have this transformer with multiple taps that will boost the voltage or reduce the voltage. But some of them have lights that say very low voltage, normal voltage, high voltage, very high voltage. And so they're little LEDs that will indicate what the current condition is, and that's really, really nice. I like that feature. So otherwise, you plug it in and you kind of hope it works, but you don't have any proof that it's working, any verification. So the one I have doesn't have any LEDs, but it's working. And I have the equipment. I have a voltmeter. I can, you know, kind of watch it and monitor it, but it's working fine. The one I have, the model number is Tripp-Lite LC for line conditioner 1200A. Now, they make a LC-1200, then they have one with a suffix A, and they have one with a suffix B. And each one is a little cheaper in construction than the previous one. Okay. So the best one is the LC-1200. Then the A, LC-1200. A is good, same innards, but the case is a little cheaper. And then the B is even cheaper than that. So I'm not saying the cheaper is better. I'm saying I like the 1200 the best. But I don't have a 1200. I have a 1200A. And it works. The new models look like a cube with some slotted vents and some plastic case. You can get it in white or black. I'd rather buy a vintage model with a metal case, because this is a transformer with multiple taps and has relays and a computer circuit that looks at what the voltage is to engage through the relay the appropriate tap to correct the voltage. Now, this doesn't work instantaneously, but it works almost instantaneously. Now, an electric motor, it works fast enough that an electric motor can't see that it switches taps on the transformer to change the voltage. An electric motor can't, but a desktop computer can. And so I would only use this with, you know, electric motor. But it's not big enough to run a compressor. It's only big enough to run a refrigerator. But if you have a big refrigerator, you're going to want to get the 1800-watt model, the LC-1800.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and she asked me a very complex question, and I've been doing my best to flesh it out. Class, I think what you might want to do regarding this overvoltage and undervoltage situation that I believe is going to travel to a neighborhood near you is you might want to listen to this broadcast again and take some notes, because I'm telling you exactly what to do. Exactly. Kathy, any questions at this point?
Vince, the only question I had was, you said that you plugged your refrigerator into this trip light. What if you would have had, like, multiple things, like your freezer or something else that was going to be in that same situation? Can you plug that in, too?
Okay, excellent question. So that goes back to, how many watts does the device take? When a refrigerator or a freezer or an air compressor, or a dehumidifier, or anything with an electric motor, when it starts turning that motor, the current that is drawn in, we call it watts or we call it amps, is 2 to 3 times more than once that motor gets spinning. So it's kind of like getting on a bicycle and you're going to go from a rest to go forward. That initial push on the pedal is way harder than once you get moving, right? That is what happens with an electric motor when it starts. So that's where the kilo-a-watt meter comes in that you can buy on eBay. You can buy it used. You can buy it new. What you can do is plug your refrigerator in and watch it start up. And when it starts up, you can see how many watts it takes. Then you should size your device, the trip light line conditioner automatic voltage regulator, to at least 2 to 3 times what the number of watts is that your refrigerator uses. Because when your refrigerator is running, it uses less than when it starts up. But you need to be able to have your line conditioner automatic voltage regulator be able to handle the startup number of watts or amps or current. So watts, amps, current, synonyms in this case. So the answer is, can you plug multiple devices in? The answer is yes, but only after you've determined that you are not going to overload the line conditioner. Now, this is a circuit breaker. This line conditioner is a box, and it has a power cord, a heavy power cord, maybe 6 or 8 feet long, depending on the vintage of it. And it has a circuit breaker, and it has an on-off switch. So if you try to draw too much current through it, it will trip the circuit breaker that's in this box and just push the circuit breaker back in and reset it. But the idea is get the right one. So do you have a specific case where you have multiple devices next to each other that you would plug into this box, Kathy?
I don't know, Vince. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay, so let me give you a situation. So we have multiple freezers. And what I really want to do is have this device regulate the voltage for two chest freezers that are side by side. Now, will it support them? It will, because the chest freezers will, I think they're around 100 watts. So 100 watts times 3 is 300 watts. If I have two of them, that would be 300 plus 300 is 600 watts. This thing will handle 1,200 watts. So it's good. So the answer is yes. But a washing machine takes maybe 750 watts. That's pushing it to use it on a washing machine. So what do you do about a washing machine? Well, the answer for that is you have a kilowatt meter plugged in to your house somewhere, let's say in the kitchen, and you leave it running with nothing attached to it. And you can always push there are 5 buttons, and you can say, well, what's the voltage? You push the voltage button, and it'll tell you, in our case, it'll be 123.7, most cases. And if it comes higher than that, if it's, over the 5% threshold, don't use a washing machine. Don't use it. Wait till the voltage stabilizes, comes back down to normal range, then you won't blow up your washing machine. So what I'm trying to do is give you the second Great Depression method of saving money and not destroying your equipment. So what do you need to get? Well, you need to get 3 things at this point. One is a circuit tester. That's about $5 or $6.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. The combination of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and Arctic air spilling south from Canada is resulting in a long-duration ice storm for millions of people across at least 8 states. 2 people in Texas have died as sleet, snow, and freezing rain made road and air travel nearly impossible in Dallas on Tuesday. The forecast says it will spread northeast with time, lasting through early Thursday in some areas. Nine states asked a federal judge in Texas Tuesday to strike down the former President Obama DACA program that protects illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. The complaint wants to phase out the program over 2 years, arguing the rule, which affects roughly 800,000 people, is unconstitutional. Former actor 46-year-old Nathan Chasinghorse, best known for his role in Dances with Wolves, has been arrested for a sex trafficking ring involving minors. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life
with Extend Your Life. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today I've got your...
When you go to the TV,
for 2 seconds.
Is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast we would not be taking calls today unless I announced that we had a little bit of time at the end of the broadcast. I don't think we're going to. I've been trying to cover this thoroughly, and so if you have any questions, maybe we can do them at another time. But the devices that you're going to need in order to figure this out, and I've recommended this in the past, and that's a receptacle tester, sometimes called an outlet tester. So I went to eBay during the commercial break, and I typed in a receptacle tester. And this is a little yellow device, typically, and it's about It'll fit in your hand very easily. It's small, maybe 2 inches by 2.5 inches. Typically, they're yellow, and they have three lights on them. And those lights will tell you the condition of your receptacle. It will tell you if the ground is proper. It'll tell you if it's wired correctly. It will tell you reverse wires. It's a great tool. And you can get it for less than $7 shipped. But they have one with a little red button on it. Don't buy that one. That would be for tripping a ground fault circuit. You don't need to do that. Get the real inexpensive, very plain one. Mine was built in 1981, and it still works great. So you can put this in your electrical toolkit, toolbox. So that's a receptacle circuit tester or an outlet tester. It has, you plug this into the outlet, and it has three lights. And depending on what combination of lights light up, it will tell you if the outlet is wired properly. If it's wired properly, then you can attenuate surges. If you have a receptacle that you plug this tester in and it says that, you know, it's an open ground or the hot and neutral or reverse, or there's some condition that is not correct, your surge protector will not work. And even the line conditioner. If you've got bad wiring or your receptacle is improperly wired, which happens a lot because some people don't know the difference between a white wire and a black wire. They don't. And you get them backwards. So if that's the case, you're going to have some problems trying to attenuate surges. You've got to have a properly wired outlet. That being the case, you need to get a circuit tester. Less than $7. Don't buy the sophisticated $31 ones or more. It's not necessary. The simpler, the better. And learn how to read it. And the instructions are right on it. Okay, next thing, the next thing is, if you're going to get a line conditioner by trip light, which I think is the right one to get, based on my experience, then you want one that has surge protection built in to help protect any devices that are attached to it. Okay, so the LC1200 model trip light line conditioner, automatic voltage regulator, is probably the size that will handle just about every standard-sized refrigerator. Now, if you have a real big one and a sophisticated 25 cubic foot, all frost-free with, you know, all kinds of features, you're probably going to want to get the 1800-watt model, LC1800. And my choice is the ones that come in a metal package, a metal chassis, versus the plastic one, because it's a transformer. And transformers emit electromagnetic radiation. So the idea is, keep it in the box. Keep it in that metal box. Kathy, any comments, questions, concerns?
No, I understand completely, Ben.
Okay. So then the next question is, what about your electronics? So this was, and by the way, this is at the point of use. So this trip-like device is great for one or two items that you want to protect. But it can't do big compressors. It can't. It does not have the current carrying capacity. So, and it's typically they're 120 volt models, not 240 volt. So, if you're going to use a compressor, or you're going to use your vacuum cleaner, or you're going to use a device that you don't use all the time, just check the voltage with your kilowatt meter. So one device is the receptacle circuit tester. The other is a kilowatt meter. And you're going to have to know how to do these things, class, going forward. Because electricians are few and far between. And frankly, I haven't seen any other than Kyle who really knows what he's doing, who is a professional electrician. Seriously. Okay. Now, to electronic equipment, what do you do in that case? Well, that's where the uninterruptible power system comes in. Now, uninterruptible power system is a device. It's in a box, and there's several components. It has a computer that looks at the voltage. Do we have voltage? Do we have voltage? Do we have voltage? And does it thousands of times a second. And that's what it does. And if it says no voltage from the receptacle, from the grid, it automatically switches really fast into a system that takes the battery that's in this box, and it uses the battery current, 24 volts typically, and inverts that to 120 volts AC. And it does it so fast that if you have a computer plugged into it, the computer doesn't even see it. The computer thinks nothing happened. So if you don't have one of those, what would happen if the power blips? If there's a momentary outage, blackout for, you know, less than a second or more, your computer will reboot when the power comes back. Maybe. Well, this thing will prevent that from happening. So in the studio right now, I have three computers, three monitors, a microphone, mixer, a high-speed digital connection, a network switch. It's all connected to uninterruptible power. So if the power fails, I'm good for about 20 minutes. And then I'll be out of current. Unless I'm on the solar system. If I'm switched to that, the solar system will continue to provide electricity to the UPS, and I'm good to go for hours and hours and hours. So the bottom line is, for the other devices, the real sensitive things like your television screen, like your network router, like your, if you have a wired Ethernet network, network switches, modems, computers, microphone mixers, you know, digital video players, Blu-ray, those kinds of things, uninterruptible power is the way to go. Now, the one to buy, I think, based on my experience with it, I've used this particular model for, I don't know, 15 years. It's made by, as you would guess, American Power Conversion, APC. It's a used model. You can get it on eBay, and it is rugged. It's over 50 pounds with the batteries. It's called the APC Smart Ups, SMART UPS. Now, that doesn't mean that this particular model is going to tell everybody what you're doing. This was the old days of smart, where they really meant smart rather than spy. So this device, if you get the one I'm talking about, does not communicate with the world. This can be a standby unit that will look at your voltage, and if it sees anything less than 75 volts, it will automatically go into backup mode. And if it sees anything as high as 120 volts, I'm sorry, 155 volts, it will trim down from 154 volts and boost up from 75 volts. So it has even a wider range than the trip light. But they're two different devices for two different purposes. One is for sensitive electronics, and the other is more for motors, in my opinion. So it's called the APC, one word. Second word, Smart Ups. Smart Ups is one word. 1500. So ours will handle 1500 watts. They are about maybe $75 to $80 used without batteries on eBay. And then you'll have to buy a set of batteries, which is about $80 shipped for two of them. So that's what it's going to take if you want to protect your electronics. And that's the exact solution that I have. And it absolutely positively works. Now, you can buy a newer UPS, and what they're doing is they're putting smaller and smaller battery packs in them. I want the good old tried and true heavy transformer, big cooling fan, big heavy machine, plain Jane, not really sophisticated. I don't need the big digital display. It works. So mine has a display, a bar graph indicator with LEDs. The more LEDs that light up on this bar graph, the higher the charge of the battery. There's another corresponding LED bar graph that indicates load. If no LEDs are lit on the load side, that means very little load, meaning I'm not drawing current, much current through the UPS. If it's half load, half the LEDs will be lit up on this bar graph. I can see it at a distance. It's great. And then it also tells me if it's trimming the voltage, because the voltage is too high, or it's boosting the voltage because it's too low. It's fabulous. Kathy, any comments about that?
No, I understand, Vince. I would just say keep going. I think that you've covered electronics and you've covered the bigger appliances and how to, how to see what's going on with the voltage. So I get it.
All right, so what you can't do, class, in this solution, is you can't fix your air conditioning system, your whole house air conditioning system. You can put surge protection on it. But none of these UPS, uninterruptible power system, is not designed for air conditioners. It's designed for sensitive electronics, period. And the trip light automatic voltage regulation system is designed for, let's say, electric motors and other equipment that doesn't need real high-speed switching. But the trip light automatic voltage regulator will not carry you through a blackout. It won't do it. When the grid goes down, the voltage going into the trip light line conditioner stops. You got nothing. This is only when you have the grid working, if you're plugged into the grid. It's the only time it works. So if you have a blackout situation, it won't work. But if you have a brownout situation, meaning low voltage, it works great. It works really well. So that's what it's for. It's for too much voltage, too little voltage, but you have to have voltage, meaning you're not in a blackout situation. It will not help you at all. If the lights are out because the grid's down, the trip light unit that I'm talking about will not help you. So there really is no perfect solution. But I think the trip light device is a device that will make your equipment last longer, if that's what you want. And frankly, that's what I want. I do not want my freezers destroyed by the grid and have to fight with the utility company and say, hey, y'all, here's what you did. And they'll say, prove it. Now what? How am I going to prove it? I could take a picture. If I had a cell phone, I could take a picture and timestamp it and say, this is what it says, the voltage is. But then they'd say, well, how do we know your voltage meter's right?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and so we're trying to flesh out this overvoltage, undervoltage condition that I have a feeling that other broadcasters are going to start talking about. And the reason that we know about these things, class, is because we have our ear to the ground. We are do-it-yourselfers, and we practice what we preach, and we've got lots of questions. We've got lots of questions about everything. And so that's what led me to uncover this problem and develop a solution. So I think, I was thinking about this during the break, how do I put this in a five-minute university lesson? Well, I can't. And so what this will end up being is about 30 lessons, 5 minutes or less, to cover this topic. And Gretchen, I know you want me to finish the book post-haste, but I just expanded it by, I don't know, a lot of lessons. But, I mean, even the thing about the wire nuts, you know, placing them right side up. I mean, who teaches that? There's just no book that I've ever seen that says put the wire nuts right side up. No one ever talks about it. No one ever says it. But I've seen what happens when they don't go right side up. Kathy, any questions? We've got Greg on the line.
You know, Vince, I just want to make a quick comment. You were talking about brownouts and blackouts. And a quick story, I was in a situation probably about 15 years ago where we were flying and it was cold and we got stuck in the airport on a plane and couldn't go anywhere because of mechanical difficulties. Couldn't get anything to eat, drink, nothing. And my comment is whether you're traveling in your car or on a plane, I learned from that lesson, and I had food with me. I took a whole, like, little, I guess it would be like a little tote bag. I had, back then you could take water bottles and things, but I had food with me on the plane, and there were little children that were really hungry, and they were around me, so I was able to share bagels or granola bars or whatever I had with them. But I also took extra layers, like I had 3 layers on me plus my heavy coat because luggage gets lost. And I think about all these people that were flying and they were in Buffalo and people were freezing in their cars and they died. Like you know, the newer cars, you can buy a plug-in charger for your, like a coffee mug, and you could, if you'd have had water, at least you would have had hot water. And I can go into this more at a different, because I have other suggestions, and I know Greg's on the line, but I just wanted to have people have a heads up, like, don't go anywhere if you don't have to. And in this weather, you know, think about what you're going to need if you get stranded. So anyway, I'm sorry, but go ahead and get Greg now.
Yeah, that's Mini-Max regret personified. That's what it is. Class, I have one request, and then I'm going to put Greg on. I checked their ranking today. It's the highest ranking broadcast we've had in many years. Seriously. It seems to me that this is what you're interested in hearing. You're interested in hearing long answers to complicated issues. And I had this question, I asked Kathy this question yesterday on the phone. I said, Kathy, we can dumb this down and not get into the detail and the specifics, or we can keep the course, stay the course, and keep raising the bar so that if the students want to, they're going to have to come up to our level of teaching. And Kathy said to me, I'm just paraphrasing, no, we got to stay the course and we need to keep the bar high. Right, Kathy?
That's right.
Okay. Greg Lesher, welcome. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold so long.
Oh, no problem. Just a quick comment on this weather. If it's not worth your life going out, don't do it. And if you do have to do it, make sure that you have the equipment that you can survive in the weather that you're going out into should you break down. But anyway, back to the reason I didn't call on earlier is because a lot of this is, for people who live on the grid. However, there are some things that I learned because I'm on such a limited power situation, having, limitations on wattage and voltage situations. But this is something everybody can do. And if you've ever turned on, your lights are on, and something starts up and a motor such as a refrigerator or freezer and the lights go dim for a second, you've got a problem. And you can solve this problem from what I call your home grid mapping. And what I did to begin this was I went and I turned off a circuit breaker. I made note of the circuit breakers, how much current it could handle. And I went through with a tester to see all of the outlets that were connected that were turned off. And I marked them, say, as number one. And then I went to number two and so on and so forth. This is a perfect way to find out where your voltage problems are and what you've got too much hooked up to it. Your thoughts, Vince?
I'll tell you what, it sounds like great lesson material for tomorrow. Seriously, Greg.
Absolutely.
If you have time tomorrow, let's go through this. That's exactly what I did in the design of our house. And I mentioned that I have all the outlets labeled, all the circuits labeled. So when I shut off a breaker, I know exactly what circuits are going to be shut off for working on them if I have to. But I've balanced the load. And that's something else we should talk about tomorrow, Greg. Balancing the load in your electrical panel. Nobody talks about it. That's a great lesson in itself. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for spending your time with me.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.